Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 16th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and of course our goal each weekday morning as we prepare these messages is to encourage others. Today's message is titled Lessons from the Potter. We have two scripture texts today, Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
One of our favorite tourist attractions in New England is the Old Sturbridge Village, a recreated village from the 1830s. Interpreters, dressed in period costume, who are very knowledgeable, explain what they are doing and answer questions from the guests. We visited this spot often when we lived up in Massachusetts.
Astaire's favorite place was the Potter's House. Well, actually, I think it was all of our favorite places.
Yeah, it was a neat place.
After entering the Potter's House, she would squirm her way through the small, observant crowd so she could be at eye level with the artistic hands of the potter at work. Stephen and I would eventually steer her out the door, but not without a heavy dose of persuasion that she'd spent enough time watching the potter. There was so much more to see. After we'd walk out the door, she'd inevitably begin to sing a chorus that she'd heard us sing many times in church. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray.
Well, using her interest in the potter and the clay, we of course sought to teach her, while at the same time reminding ourselves of another great lesson learned at another potter's house about 2,600 years ago.
In the first daily text, God himself directed the prophet Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house for a teaching lesson. I expect God to teach me in the mundane experiences of life, and he will if my eyes and ears are open to his deep spiritual truths. The master teacher used the ocean, birds, fields, and little children to teach lasting lessons. In fact, Stephen often uses observations in nature and life as a basis for our daily encouragements.
I am so personally blessed by the second verse, and I'll read it again. It's Isaiah 64, verse 8. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. God has not changed, and the statement is directed to each of us as well. Many a songwriter has made this connection.
As God, the master potter, in his providential ways forms us, we do well to submit to his caring hands. Occasionally, the actions of the master potter may not make sense to us. We may squirm or even complain. The action of the master potter may be painful, and yet, in the process, we may think we even know better. But what spiritual peace and assurance comes when we willingly place our life in the caring hands of the master potter and say, you are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray.
And of course, that's a line from another great hymn using the analogy, have thine own way, Lord. Well, Brooksine, share a prayer with our listeners today.
Father, too often my heart becomes hard, unpliable, and unmoved because of my stubborn will or due to my ignorance. My pride wells up in me, convincing me that I know more than you, my Creator, and I've become reckless along the way. Yet deep in my heart I know that I can trust you as my potter. When you break me to remove my imperfections, though it is a painful and deliberate process, I invite you to take charge as you breathe new life into my soul. You show me the better way, and you faithfully guide me as you mold me into your image. As I go through this purifying process, I want to firmly stand during the testing periods of my life. I want to be a vessel of honor that will bring glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we can certainly learn from the master potter. We do have some additional material on the website, a little bit of a lesson structure. I actually taught this lesson last night in our midweek Bible study at our country church. If you care to go to our website today, it is at www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Thursday, July 16th, 2009. We do have some additional notes and photos on the site today if you care to look, and of course a couple of recommended songs. I found a version of that song we referred to in the lesson itself today called Change My Heart, O God, and then a version of the great hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.
And the chorus of that hymn, actually, you mistakenly...
Did I mistake it?
Yeah, he said, was Change My Heart, O God, that we... I mean, it was Change My Heart, O God, that we quoted earlier, but the chorus to Have Thine Own Way is, Have Thine Own Way, Have Thine Own Way, Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will, while I am praying, yielded and still.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Written by a woman.
Inquisitive readers can look that up in their hymn book.
It was written by a woman who was really wanting to go to the mission field, but could not raise enough support, and it was a real struggle personally. And it was at a prayer meeting that someone challenged her to really, really seek the Lord. And from that experience, she wrote that hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And quite a number of years later, she actually did end up in the mission field, but it was in God's timing, not her own.
Well, it certainly remains a great hymn that we sing to this day, or we certainly should sing. Well, have a blessed day, our podcast listeners. It's a beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And today, may we all continue to allow the potter to do his work on our lives. Have a blessed one now, a blessed day in Christ.